AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's happened again at Yahoo, and this time it's much bigger.
Yahoo says it's discovered that 3 years ago, hackers stole data from a billion accounts. The August 2013 breach is distinct from a break-in it disclosed in September, when a half billion accounts were compromised in 2014. The stolen data includes email addresses, telephone numbers, and dates of birth. Yahoo says it doesn't have any reason to think bank account information or payment data were stolen. They're stored in a separate system. Verizon has agreed to pay $4.8 billion to buy the struggling internet pioneer. It's not clear how the new revelations might affect that deal. Warren Levinson, New York.
Economist Hugh Johnson says President-elect Donald Trump should back Fed Chair Janet Yellen's decision to raise interest rates.
She did a really remarkably good job. I think he'd be well advised to stay clear of this. But as you know, it's very unpredictable.
Reaction on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 119 points. The NBA and its players have agreed in principle on a new collective bargaining agreement. A 911 call from Polly Shepard, the lone survivor of a church massacre last June in Charleston, South Carolina, was played today at the trial of Dylan Roof, the alleged gunman.
Please answer.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Please, Emmanuel Church is playing people shot down here. Please send somebody right away.
Emmanuel Church?
Emmanuel, hear me, 110 Calhoun.
And there's people shot?
Yeah, he shot the pastor, he shot all the men in the church. Please come right away.
When Polly Shepard tried to leave the witness box after testifying about that horrible night, her knees buckled and she had to be helped from the courtroom by friends who rushed to her side. People in the courtroom say Shepard was emotionally drained. The prosecution has rested its case against Dylan Roof. This is AP Radio News. A study of nearly 450 pregnant U.S. women with the Zika virus finds that 6% of the pregnancies resulted in birth defects.
The study authors say the U.S. findings of 6% fit in with research from other countries. Birth defects were reported in 21 babies born, and there were 5 pregnancies that ended in either miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion. All of the women were infected outside the United States or through sexual contact with someone who got Zika in an outbreak area. Researchers also found that women who contracted Zika early in their pregnancy were twice as likely to have the fetus develop birth defects than those infected later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The conjoined California twins that were separated last week following a 17-hour marathon surgery have been reunited for the first time since the operation. Eva and Erica Sandoval have been recovering in separate beds in the same room, but they couldn't see each other until they were placed in the same bed. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.